the Carolina Panthers firing Ron Rivera with him. This was his ninth season as head coach, leading the team to a Super Bowl loss in 2015. Would you want Rivera if your team fires its coach this offseason? Do you think he'll get a job that quickly, Carver High?
I actually do. And in fact, the place where I think he might get the job is the Giants. He's got the connection with Gettleman from Carolina. It seems like Gettleman brings everybody from Carolina. I would watch that.
So you think they're going to fire Shurmur?
Well, I think Shurmur's getting fired no matter what.
Really?
No matter who they're bringing in, Shurmur's going to get fired.
So you get 1 year and you're out.
I mean, if they lose these next four games and finish 2-14?
Right.
I mean, honestly, how do you bring the guy back?
And you would bring Rivera right into that spot.
I personally wouldn't hire the guy. I don't think he's a great coach. I think that that guy, there could be a little bit of mix there with Gettleman and him.
You just think it's because of their relationship
right,
that it's
right.
a fit.
That's where something that I would look. I personally wouldn't hire the guy.
But
if it was my team, I wouldn't want him.
I don't think
he's good.
Do you think that people think that that's just too easy of a move for Gettleman, and it would make Gettleman look weak, that that's all he knows is he's hiring the same people that he knows, that's all he knows, that he can't do anything outside of, like, his Carolina regime?
Right. And also, if I'm Rivera, you know, you've had some success in the league. You've been to a Super Bowl. Are you going to want to go to a team that, let's face it, isn't close to getting to one right now? You know, that's something else. I mean, he might only want to go to a team that is good or something like that.
Well,
you know,
what,
or closer.
What good team's going to fire their coach?
Well, this happens every. I mean, good teams that are close, sometimes guys get whacked. We see it. You know, the Cowboys have a ton of talent. They could be firing their coach, just, you know, or letting him go. He doesn't.
Could you see him go there?
No, we know who's going to Dallas. If
it's the guy from Oklahoma.
It's Lincoln. If he's gone, it's going to be Lincoln. But I'm saying, sometimes teams with a lot of talent don't get over the hump.
But don't you think that's automatic that he's taken the Garretts out there and they're going with Lincoln Riley?
I think so.
You can almost smell it coming, can't you?
Of course. If this guy just keeps talking about how great his coach is but not saying he's coaching there next year, he's out. You know, he loves him, so he's going to try to do him up and say, you know what, someone should hire him. But if you came out today and said he's going to be coaching somewhere next year and then say he's going to be coaching here next year, you're firing him.
Greg and Charlotte, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah.
We love you here in Charlotte always. Call one, buddy.
Get him a beverage of choice, a cold, frothy, freshy shake out.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, yeah, I listened to your take on your music that you like, and Tepper's playing some boy band music, Bye Bye Bye, you know.
Yeah, I believe that. Oh, what did I see? It was New Edition, I believe, that the dance that the, who was it? The Seahawks did the dance the other night. It was a New Edition dance they pulled off. We thought it was the Four Tops.
Crazy. Yeah, Tepper, you know, he's, like you said, he's a billionaire and used to be part owner of the Steelers.
Right.
I want to believe he's going to build a winner. It's crazy. Here's my question for you. Ron Rivera, of course, we know he'll be coaching here in the next few weeks. He'll get another job. Do you think Cam's going to hitch his wagon to Rivera, you know, if he shows up at Cleveland or wherever? I mean, you know, there's so many rumors. We can't, you know.
Yeah, he's not a free agent, I don't think. So I could be wrong, but I don't think Cam Newton can just walk. He's locked in. They already got a contract with him. So if they want, they can – I'm sure dump him or something and make him someone else's problem, and they pay the freight. But I think if they want, they own him. The Panthers still own Cam Newton.
The patience for a new coaching staff, you know, a new system, you know.
Well, I don't understand. Listen, you're getting a new coach. There you go.
Look, I understand what he was trying to say, but you're talking about things that are just so far down the line and impossible to really maneuver. He's trying to say that, like, Cam should go wherever Ron Rivera goes.
Well, I've already said that's not happening.
It's not that easy. It's just it's not happening. You know, what if he goes to a job they have a quarterback?
He loves Rivera. He's admitted that today freely, that he changed his life and stood by him and let him be who he is, which is something I think a lot of the players in the league want, is a coach that lets them be themselves and not, you know, turn them into a robot. You're not going to do it our way. You're going to change. You're not going to wear these clothes, this hairstyle. You're not going to act this way. You're not going to do interviews. And you're not going to be sitting on the practice field with your beats on. You know what I mean? There's guys that Belichick doesn't put up with that stuff. So Rivera did. He let them all be who they were. And players really like that. And they like him. Now, everyone tonight has told me, literally everyone, from my guests to my callers to whoever, that this guy's going to get a job immediately, and he's going to have another coaching job immediately without any questions asked. And that might very well be the case. I think, you know, that guy just said he's going to have a job in a few weeks. I don't think it's going to happen that way. I don't think it's going to be so fast, okay? Maybe in 5 weeks when it's over and they fire somebody, he might get a job. Maybe he does get the Giants job. Who knows? But they still haven't fired Shermer yet, and they haven't fired Freddie Kitchens yet, and they haven't fired anybody yet. He's the first guy to get whacked, isn't he?
Gruden in Washington.
Oh, all right. Well, Gruden got it this year already, and now this guy, right? So there you go. And I don't. Maybe the Redskins will hire him. Who knows? I have no idea where he's going. So, and you know, if he even wants to coach right now. The guy's been coaching, what, how many years was he there? 9? And maybe he's burned out. Maybe he needs a year off. But I got to tell you, the longer you're out, if you're a year or two, remember Billick? And he just never got a job again. Right? These guys, you know, take off. They're like, I need a, this guy Peterson out at Washington. I just need to recharge. Oh, okay, thanks. Call us when you feel better, coach. Is there anything worse than some guy that plays the burned out card and needs a rest? Or I already have gone down this litany of I got to spend some more time with my family. I'll say it again for the 50 millionth time. No one in sports is telling the truth when they talk about I need to spend more time with my family. And everyone I know in sports is lying about their family. They're like, yeah, I love my family too, really. But if you're in sports, you're a professional coach in sports or college at a high-level D1 program, you don't have time for family, okay? Your job is 24/7. You have no time for anything. You're burned out on job. There's no, like, family. What is family? None of these coaches have a minute for their families, and the ones that do, they're lying.
Yeah, look, we don't know yet how many jobs are going to be available. I mean, you know, there was a lot of turnover the last 2 years in around the league. You know, we know now that Carolina and Washington, other than that, we think Giants and Cleveland seem like
right. They
might be in the market. I mean, you got to really look around the league.
Do you think Patricia will survive Detroit?
I think that he would be the next guy probably on that fringe where...
God, they hire a coach every 2 years.
I know, but other than that, I don't know if there's going to be that many jobs this year. And you got Rivera out there now. You got to think that after not getting a job last year, Mike McCarthy's
going to... How about Dan Quinn?
McCarthy's going to be knocking on every door. That's, you know, Dan Quinn, they could, yeah.
He could
get whacked, too.
That
could definitely happen.
I don't think they're going to fire the Bengals coach after
one
season.
Year. They can't. I mean, I know that it happened last year. Arizona fired the one guy after 1 year, but I don't think they're going to do that to Taylor.
Could Gase, they say they're not firing him.
They say they're not firing him. That's why I don't even put him in there.
And I think Marone...
Marone could get whacked.
He's going to get fired.
Marone's going to get whacked.
That's it.
Right.
I don't think Peterson's getting fired.
Rivera? McCarthy's going to be banging on doors after last year not getting a job. And I'm sure there's going to be a couple hot assistants. The guy in the Niners that they show on the sideline every 4 minutes.
Would you not hire McCarthy in 5 seconds?
Yeah,
after this fat debacle.
You need a guy who has been in this league... Who has done it? That might be where.
I mean, did they screw this up or what?